Beth, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I wish I was someplace warmer. It's cold here.
You should be here in Tucson with us. It's beautiful. It's 90 degrees.
Yeah.
We're so excited for your show August 26th at AVA. Is there a possibility that maybe the Hollywood Vampires might make a special appearance?
You know, the Hollywood Vampires live all over the world. When I get them together, it's amazing just to get everybody together. Johnny Depp's usually making a movie somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Perry, I don't even know where he lives. I think he lives in Boston. And the other guys are just all over the place. So when I can actually get them together for a month, I have to make sure everybody, you know, sort of closes down their other careers to do the vampire shows.
So what made you decide to bring all these musicians together for the Hollywood Vampires? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, Johnny and I were doing a movie called Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him about my old drinking club that was the Hollywood Vampires that we used to meet at the Rainbow in L.A. And I mentioned it was John Lennon and Keith Moon and, you know, T-Rex and all these guys and Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and all this. And I said, you know, what we ought to do is do a tribute to the Hollywood Vampires, all of our dead drunk friends. And that's right there started. You know, Johnny is one of the best guitar players out there.
And how did you find that out? I mean, did he just one day say, hey, Alice, listen to me jam out? I mean, how did that come up?
Yeah, we were doing a thing in London. We went to a little club called the 100 Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we had already played Wembley, which was like, you know, 17,000-18,000 people. And then we started shooting the movie. And everybody said, well, let's go play this club. But let's just totally Levi's and T-shirts and black leather jackets. So we're not no show. It's just a bar band.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Johnny, you want to join us? He goes, sure. And he shows up and he played, you know, somebody would yell out Brown Sugar. We played Brown Sugar. And Johnny knows every bit of it. Pretty soon I found out that Joe Perry from Aerosmith actually takes guitar lessons from Johnny.
Wait, what? You're kidding me.
He saw Johnny play in a movie called Chocolat,
where
Johnny played, he was a, he played a gypsy guitar player, and all the stuff he played was all him playing. And Joe Perry was listening and going, you know how hard that is to play? And he should show me how to do that. So I got two pretty good guitar players in the band, Joe and Johnny.
Now, in your Alice Cooper band, you used to have a guitarist by the name of Orianthe, and you were, you know, recalling a moment with Prince a few days ago saying, oh, he always wanted to steal my guitar player, Orianthe, and I told her, no, she still has a year with me. Eventually, you lost her to Richie Sambora, but is there a likelihood she'll come back one of these days?
I think that became more romantic than anything else. So, but no, she's. I've got a girl now called Hurricane Nita Strauss.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurricane is 27 years old. She looks like a supermodel and plays like Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she just tears it up. Total shredder. And, you know, Orianthe is still one of our best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's doing her own album and working with Richie. So, you know, we wish her the best of luck. But Prince was always calling all the time, trying to get her to join his band because he had an all-girl band.
Yeah.
And she was probably the best guitarist around. And I kept yelling over the phone. I'd say, who are you talking to? And she'd say, Prince. And I'd say, Prince, she's mine.
So how did you find Nita Strauss? I heard she was in the Iron Maidens at one point. Did you go see one of their shows?
Was. Yeah, I saw her. We actually saw her play the national anthem before a football game on guitar. And then I watched a video of her playing, and I said, that's exactly what we need for our show. And I called her up, and I said, what do you think about doing a year-and-a-half run with us and Motley Crue? And she said, I'm there. I'm with you. She's still here. I mean, she's on this new tour with us. We're glad to have her. She's great. Ryan Roxey's the other guitar player, and Tommy Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Sobel just got voted best drummer in rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
and that's our drummer. So it's an awfully good band.
And, of course, on and off the stage, you probably hang out with them off the stage as well, right?
Oh, yeah. They're, I mean, like I said, you know, normally a band, when they have a day off, they just take off in different directions. This band, just, you know, says, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to the baseball game? Are we going to go do this? Are we going to have a picnic? Are we going to... sort of like nobody wants to get out of the sight of the other guy.
So I know you're a big fan of Jimmy Page, and I have got to ask you this because I know you also do your radio show on our station at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
What do you think about this Led Zeppelin copyright lawsuit issue between Spirit's tour song being similar to Stairway to Heaven? And, you know, do you think they should settle with Randy California's estate or fight it out in court?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, see, being a writer, being a rock and roll writer, and I knew Spirit long before I knew Led Zeppelin. Because we used to play with Spirit Rebellious when Randy California was the lead guitar player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing about it is Jimmy Page is right about one thing. When you're writing a song and there's a chromatic chord structure that goes down, it's very much like Stairway to Heaven. And I know that Spirit had another song called Taurus that they used to do that sounded just like it. Mm-hmm. But it did come first. Taurus came before Stairway to Heaven. Now, I think it was coincidental. I don't think Jimmy Page sat and listened to that and stole it. Jimmy Page is too great of a guitar player to need to steal anything from anybody. And he was probably friends with Randy California.
Yeah, they actually toured together at one point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I doubt if there was any. If it was taken, it was a lot of times you do it and you don't even know you're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
There are only so many chords in rock and roll. In other words, I don't think that Led Zeppelin purposely stole it from them. But a judge is going to listen to it and he's going to say, which song came first?
Yeah.
And he's going to go that way. Yeah.
We all know you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and I just have to get your input on this. What did you think about Steve Miller's speech on the organization, saying that he was furious on how the musicians were treated at the event this year? What did you think about that?
Yeah, I know Steve. Steve's a little grumpy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of think that it's going to be, well, you're going to be inducted, so everything is carte blanche. When mm-hmm. we were inducted, it was $3,000 a person to sit at the tables mm-hmm. because you had only very select tables. And if you looked at the tables, one table is McCartney and Ringo and, you know, and the next table over there is every single table has the biggest celebrities in the world sitting there. And then there's the people that sat and watched the show.
Yeah.
So in order to get those tables, they're very expensive. You don't have to. In other words, you could have your family sitting up in the stands watching the show, or you could buy the very exclusive tickets. But I mean, you know, I see how people get a little uptight about that.
Yeah.
The idea about the Hall of Fame is the fact that you get voted in by your peers. That's what makes it special.
I know you're not much into discussing politics, but I have to ask you this. Is it true that you ran for governor of Arizona in 88, or is that just a rumor that's gone on for years?
It's one of those great urban legends. I always told people, they said, would you run for mayor or governor? And I said, I don't have enough indictments against me.
Oh.
And I wouldn't be able to take the pay cut. No, I hate politics.
Mm-hmm.
Hate politics. The only reason I watch what's going on with Trump and Hillary is because it is amazing how funny this is going to be. You've got two really incredibly interesting people running for president, and everybody's sitting there going, this is the weirdest election of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you see our show, you'll see we do a little tribute to both of them in our show on Elected.
Oh.
So we do have Hillary and Trump are on stage, but they look more like zombies.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, I do hope you'll reconsider running for office, because I'd vote for you in a second. I think you would win.
I think that, you know, anybody that's really smart doesn't run for office. I will tell you something that is interesting, though. The Navy SEAL that just got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Harley Keating. He was a very good friend of ours. He was in our variety show, and he went to elementary school with my son and my daughter. And he was in our variety show for 4 or 5 years. He helped out at Solid Rock all the time. And I think I coached him in Little League Baseball when he was around 10 or 12. So when I heard about this, it was really shocking to me, because I didn't know he was a Navy SEAL. You know, when you know a kid from when he's 9, 10 years old, and then he becomes a hero, you know, as he is, it really was, I kind of look back and go, wow, I remember that little kid. It brings it home a little bit closer, you know.
Oh, it does. And I know your Solid Rock Foundation does so much for youth. Do you want to talk a little bit about what your organization does?
Well, I mean, we take kids, that any teenager that wants to learn an instrument, it's free. You can come in and learn guitar, bass, drums, or dance, or singing, or anything like that. It's about 30,000 square feet. We're open every day from 3 to 9. We get 100 kids a day in there.
Oh.
And a lot of these kids have got really disastrous home lives. And yet they're in there learning guitar, learning bass, learning drums. And I think it's an alternative to a street lifestyle that is pretty destructive lifestyle. So Charlie used to help us out at our golf tournaments.
Okay.
He would be one of the guys that would, you know, run around on the golf carts and delivering this and delivering that as a volunteer.
Now, if we want to donate or get involved with helping your organization out, do you want to throw out the website for that?
It's AliceCooperSolidRock.com. Anybody's allowed to come down and tour the place and look at it, or they can come to the Christmas pudding, which is going to be December 3rd this year.
Yeah, so have you figured out who you're going to have for this year's Alice Cooper's pudding show, or are you still...
No, it's just now starting to take shape. I would love to get the vampires there, but I can't speak for them right now.
So in March, you just celebrated your 40th wedding anniversary. What is your secret to, you know, keeping a marriage that long? I mean, it's amazing, 40 years.
Well, she's in the show. You know, my wife, Cheryl, is in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the show when she was 18 years old and still outdance. She could go up there and outdance any 25-year-old. So she's amazingly in shape. One of the great dancers of all time, but she plays the nurse in the show. She plays the psychotic rag doll in the show, and then she plays Hillary.
You have that Frankenstein. I've always wondered. I've seen your show a few times, and you have that huge Frankenstein that comes out with Feed My Frankenstein. I mean, is it several people in a big thing, or how? Like, who's working it? Who's manning that Frankenstein?
You know, Kyler, he's my assistant. He is Frankenstein.
Okay.
And you have to actually get in this thing and work it like a giant puppet. But it weighs 70 pounds. So, I mean, you really have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. So is it like being on stilts, or is he at the bottom of it working it?
Yeah. I don't even know how he does it, to be honest with you. But now he's jumping up on the ramps and doing all kinds. He's getting so good at it now, he's probably going to learn how to do backflips on it.
When you're not doing your radio show for us at 7 and you're off air, what do you listen to most? Like, what bands are your favorite?
You know, there's one band, my favorite band right now is a band from Ireland called The Stripes.
Okay.
These guys are like 18, 19 years old, and they're Irish, and they sound like the Yardbirds and the Small Faces combined. Well, they have a song called Blue Collar Jane that is unbelievable.
My final question, because I know you have to leave, would have to be over the Axl Rose AC/DC controversy that's going on. I know last week or 2 weeks ago you said Axl has a perfect voice to fill in for Brian Johnson. But this past week, thousands of people overseas are asking for refunds to this show. Do you think they're doing this the right thing continuing on, or should they call it quits?
I think that they've got the golden ticket. Are you kidding? You know, you can see AC/DC anytime, and it's too bad Brian Johnson is a good friend of ours. He's a Hollywood vampire. He sang with us, you know, on the last album. So he's one of us. And at the same time, if his hearing is going and he can't tour anymore, if I were a kid and I had a ticket to see Axl Rose singing with AC/DC, that would be a ticket that's now worth three times what I paid for it. I mean, it's like you're never going to see that again.
No. Well, unless, do you think they're going to make Axl a full-fledged member and continue on?
No. I think this is a one-time thing. And then I think you're going to see Axl out there with Guns N' Roses. I know that Axl will probably only do about, 10 shows with them?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if I had that ticket, that would be a ticket that would be worth two or three times what I paid for it.
Well, thank you so much, Alice, for, you know, giving us a little info on your show coming up, which is August 26th. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just come on down to the show. It's going to be a great show. We rotate songs in, so if you saw the show a week ago and you see it now, you'll hear two or three different songs in the show.
Is there a possibility you'll perform any songs from the Hollywood Vampires album, or is that no on that?
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh.
But I won't tell you which one.
You won't tell us which one. Okay. We'll have to wait on that.
Okay, great. And I'll see you down in August 26th at AVA.